Chapter 1. On the afternoon of a blue day, something strange is experienced. Fog. Dense, freezing fog lay all across the Vale of York and around the town of Thirsk during those early January days. On the second Monday of the month, so-called Blue Monday, it seemed thicker than ever. Patchy in some places, impassable in others. It shrouded the sprawling flat fields around the town, reduced the trees and farms to sinister silhouettes, and slowed the traffic on the A19 to a cautious, growling crawl. As the all-too-short afternoon began to fade, people peered out through steamed-up windows at the ominous grey twilight and felt glad to be indoors. It was the perfect afternoon to encounter something strange.
Transpennine Express would like to apologise for any inconvenience caused.
It was the regret in the announcer's weedy voice that Marguerite found most aggravating, as if some highly paid company official was thinking, we really ought to say sorry. What a lot of numpties. The display monitor on the chilly platform added to a mounting annoyance. Cancelled due to a shortage of train crew. She felt a desire to grab this mythical company official by the lapels and shout, never mind apologies, get your blooming work rotors sorted. As far as she was concerned, unions and train operators were, to use a favourite phrase from her teaching days, all as bad as each other. The bigger picture of contracts, fair wages and the rising cost of living was rather lost on Marguerite, faced as she was with the prospect of being stranded in Thirsk station in the freezing fog and with no train back to Northallerton for the best part of an hour. She sighed. If only she'd gotten the train at 1:30 as she'd planned. It wasn't as though her mother even knew she'd been there, bless. But it had been so cosy and peaceful, sitting in the armchair amongst all the other dozing people, looking out at the muted trees by the racecourse. And the cake being served with tea had been really rather yum. She patted her handbag appreciatively, thinking of the two pieces she'd snuck in there before heading out the door. And then, of course, Gary had posted some new pictures on Facebook that she'd wished to savour in peace.